Queen of Sea and Stars by Anna McCarro, read by Isabel Wood for Saga Egmont. Prologue. You see, Fay Morgan, you have nothing to bargain with, and I will not allow you to leave the land of Faerie unless... The Fairy Queen Glitania looked appraisingly at Fay and held out her hand. There might be something, but you will not like it. The man slumped in Fay's arms, fairy soldiers pounded towards them. If this is the only way, then I'll do what has to be done, Fay answered grimly. Will you help us get home, if I agree to your bargain? Of course. Glitania's smile twinkled brightly. What is it? What do you want in return? Fay took Glitania's hand, and the queen waved her other hand at the soldiers. They slowed as if they were running in syrup. Something you can make, but I cannot. A child. Fay frowned in disbelief. What? No, that's... inhuman. Glitania laughed. I am not human, she agreed. Why... a child... Fay stammered. I would have a Sheehilly heir of my own. I have observed you, the power you hold from both realms. It is full of potential, but it needs teaching from birth. Lear has his byblows and they give him power. I would have the same. Glitania regarded Fay impassively. Or I can wave my hand and they will take you. And they will put you and your lover in the darkest place in this castle and leave you to rot there. It is your choice, she smiled icily. And believe me, Sheehilly, the dungeons here are very dark and filled with horrors you cannot comprehend. It is no choice, Fay cried. Please don't ask this of me. Another plea. You humans are full of wants, and yet when your pleas are answered, you do not like the solutions, Glitania snapped. You are human. You can have other babies. As many as you wish. You will not miss one. And I assure you that it will be well taken care of. It will live as a prince or princess of Murias. There was no compassion in Glitania's eyes, no understanding that a baby was anything other than a possession or a pet. Choose. Quickly. I managed to get Rav away from Finn, Fay reasoned, so I can make this right too. For now, this is what has to be done. Then the bargain is struck, the Fairy Queen smiled. Chapter 1. His breath was hot on her neck, and her skin was electric against his. Fe, Sheehilly, Bruderach, Nyach, Gil. His words were honey, his lips velvet on hers. Her pleasure came in spirals of golden light, deepening to red in a soft throb between her legs. She wrapped her legs around him, pulling him in deeper. Finn, Finn. She called out his name, kissing the golden skin of his sun-warm chest. Please, more. He called her Sheehilly. Half Fay. It was an identity she was still coming to terms with. His body was so familiar. It fit with hers so well that Fay felt he'd been made for her. His muscular arms and strong, rangy torso, with its tattoo of a kelpie, a Scottish water horse, that reared from his waist to his neck. Kelpies were creatures from myth, yet Fay had first-hand experience of them now. She'd learnt that the fairy realms were as real and as dangerous as the ecstasy she enjoyed when she was with Finn Bather, Fairy King of Murias. She'd fallen in love with him once, but it was over now, or so she thought. Rav rolled over and draped his arm over her, waking her from her erotic dream. It was so sudden that she didn't know where she was for a moment. Being jolted back into the ordinary world was painful. Her heart yearned for Finn, and her body demanded its satisfaction. You were calling out something. A name, Rav murmured sleepily. Her boyfriend.